talk about the impactful partnership between Microsoft and ABN AMRO about the Azure Academy for Refugee program. And I have three special guests joining us today from ABN AMRO here in the studio to speak about the importance of the program and learn from their experiences. So without any further ado, let me welcome Omar and Ali, who are both data engineer at ABN AMRO, and Shani Savelberg, diversity and inclusion consultant at ABN AMRO. Welcome, Shani. And maybe you can talk a little bit about yourself, who you are, what's your role within ABN AMRO?
Definitely. My role is a diversity and inclusion consultant within ABN AMRO. And that means that I lead the Reboot project, which is a project that we have for hiring people with refugee background.
Oh, cool. That's good to hear. And next to you is we got Omar, I guess,
yes.
Right?
Yes, this is Omar Aklan. I'm from Yemen, but now I'm working as an IT engineer in ABN AMRO, and I'm really happy for this opportunity.
Oh, cool. Nice to hear. And next to you, we got Ali.
I am Ali Ugurbaz. I am from Turkey. I am happy to join this interview. Thanks.
And welcome here in the Microsoft studio. So it's good to have you guys here. Looking at Shani, can you tell us a little bit about the Azure Academy program and where you started it from? Because I'm very curious how this works in the refugees people that we have. So
definitely. So the Azure Academy is actually started by Microsoft together with Refugee Talent Hub and ITPH Academy. And it's a program that gets people with a refugee background educated in the field of Azure specifically. So last year we received some CVs from them, and both talents here, right here, were on those CVs, and we were happy to hire them. And since then we've been partnering with Microsoft to make sure that we hire more people that are Azure skilled and with a refugee background. And since then we've also created a bigger partnership by creating an ABN AMRO specific class for the Azure Academy.
And with hire, do you mean really hire there as an employee, or how does this work?
Yeah, so we offer everyone a year contract within the bank, but there has to be perspective for long term. So if someone is doing as expected, they should get another year contract or potentially a permanent contract.
Oh, that's really cool. So yeah, you pick up talent and you also educate the talent.
We don't educate them. You guys do.
Oh, we do.
But we pick up educated and skilled talent, specifically for the skills that we are currently looking for. And then we are very happy to have this talent because they're amazing.
Yeah, and I think it's a two-way street, right? It works
Definitely. Both
ways. We're happy. And also, let's ask them, Omar, are you happy with the program?
I'm really happy to join this opportunity. So at first, first we had to get like this three IQ exams. It was really hard, like these IQ exams. I was like, okay, maybe I can just like try to see like if there's examples, maybe like normally like we do Googling to see if this is like similar exams. But it was really hard, but after like this exam, and I thought like, okay, this is the first path, like where you get like the hardest things. But then you found like also you need to learn a lot from yourself, and then you get this opportunity. So the most you learn, like you need to learn from yourself.
So yeah, you got the IQ first as a test that you need to get to,
yes.
To get like a certain level to understand the technology,
exactly.
What's all about. You say it was hard. What was the hardest part about it? Because it's more about the IQ part is more from your how do you as a human being know your knowledge?
Yes,
the basic things.
So for me it's like. The IT thing is like more easier than the IQ exam,
yeah.
So that's why I'm telling you. I can do more stuff in IT than the IQ exam. So it's like, okay, IQ exam was hard for me, like harder than the IT itself, like what I'm doing currently. So
nice to hear. And also for you, Ali.
The same. I got 70% success from the IQ test, so I feel myself lucky getting this score. I gained more experience during this course, also theoretical side with about Azure, and also practicing Azure environment with project and laboratorium projects. Thank you for giving this opportunity to us.
It's good to hear, because maybe Shani, you can explain a little bit to me, why is that IQ test so important in the beginning?
So there are a lot of exams and a lot of trainings that you have to follow in the Azure Academy. So it's important to see that we don't put everyone in there who wants to join, because people are going to be disappointed if they don't make the exams or trainings. So they test them at the start to see if they have the capacity